Shayarada Madhava Kuntabihari. Shayarada Madhava Kuntabihari. Kopidana Balaba Girivanadari. Kopidana Balaba Girivanadari. Soda na 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 braja jana ranjana. Yasoda na 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 braja jana ranjana. Yamuna kira vanakari. Yamuna tira vanachari. Jayarada Madhava Kuntabihari. Jayarada Madhava Kuntabihari. Kopidana Balaba Girivanadari. Kopidana Balaba Girivanadari. Yasoda na 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 braja jana ranjana. Yasoda na 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 braja jana ranjana. Yamuna tira vanachari. Yamuna tira vanachari. Jayarada Madhava Kuntabihari. Jayarada Madhava Kuntabihari. Jai Om Vishupad Paramhang Superbhidakasharya Asitara Siddhu Shri Srimad His Divine Grace Shalesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Raj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Gaur Premanande Hari. All glories to the sound devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Vistabhutai Shalai Swami Sadi Sarasam Devona Jai Sadi Pasika. Om Agana Timanandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam, Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Cha, Shri Rupam Sagrajatam, Sahagana Raganatam Vitam Tam Sajivam, Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Padan, Sahagana Lalita, Shri Visakans Vitam Cha, Hey Krishna Karna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishubhanu Sudadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kapa Truvyascha Kripa Sinubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pranitananda Shadvaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 72, The Slaying of the Demon Jarasandha, Text Number 4. Twat. That was the easy word. Paduke. Aviratam. Pari. Ye. Charanti. Dhyayanti. Abhadra, Nashane, Suchaya, Krinanti, Vidanti, Te, Kamala, Nava, Bhava, Apavargam, Ashasate, Yidi, Te, Ashisha, Isha, Na, Anye, Twat Paduke Aviratam Pariye Charanti, Dhyayant Yabhadra Nashane Suchaya Grinanti, Vindanti te kamala nava bhava pavargam Ashasate yadi ta ashisha ishananye Twat paduke aviratam pariye charanti Dhyayantya Bhadra Nashane Suchayo Grinanti Vindanti Te Kamala Nava Bhava Pavargam Ashastate Yadi Ta Ishashata Ishananye Vindanti te kamala nabha bhava pravaragam Ashasate di ta ishisha ishananye Twat paduke aviratam pariye charanti Dhyayantya Bhadra Nashane Suchayo Grinanti Vindanti Te Kamala Nava Bhava Pavaragam Ashashate Yadita Isha Ishananye Matiji Twat paduke aviratam pariye charanti Dhyayantya Bhadra Nashane Suchayo Grinanti Vindanti te kamala Vindanti te kamala nava bhavar pavarga. Asha shite yadita ashisha ishananye. Twat your paduke slippers aviratam constantly pari fully ye who charanti serve dhyayanti meditate upon abhadra of inauspicious things nashane which cause the destruction suchaya purified grinanti and describe in their words vindanti obtain te they kamala like a lotus nava O you whose navel bhava of material life apavargam the cessation Ashasate, harbor desires. Yadi, if. Te, they. Ashisha, attain the desired objects. Isha, O Lord. Na, not. Anye, other persons. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Purified persons who constantly serve, meditate upon, and glorify your shoes, which destroy everything inauspicious, are sure to obtain freedom from material existence, O lotus-naveled one. Even if they desire something in this world, they obtain it, whereas others who do not take shelter of you are never satisfied. O Lord, please repeat, purified persons who constantly serve, meditate upon, and glorify your shoes, which destroy everything inauspicious, are sure to obtain freedom from material existence. O lotus-naveled one, even if they desire something in this world, they obtain it. Whereas others who do not take shelter of you are never satisfied. O Lord. Purport by Srila Prabhupada's disciples. Srila Prabhupada writes in this connection that liberated Krishna-conscious persons do not even desire to become freed from this material existence or to enjoy material opulences. The desires are fulfilled by Krishna conscious activities. As far as we, King Yudhisthira, are concerned, we are fully surrendered unto your lotus feet, and by your grace we are so fortunate to see you personally. Therefore, naturally, we have no desire for material opulences. The verdict of the Vedic wisdom is that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I want to establish this fact, and I also want to show the world the difference between accepting you as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and accepting you as an ordinary, powerful, historical person. I wish to show the world that one can obtain the highest perfection of life simply by taking shelter at your lotus feet, exactly as one can satisfy the branches, twigs, leaves, and flowers of an entire tree simply by watering the root. Thus, if one takes the Krishna consciousness, his life becomes fulfilled, both materially and spiritually. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur similarly explains King Yudhisthira's statement. We have no great urgency to perform the Rajasuya sacrifice, nor do we have any personal interest, since we are already seeing your lotus feet, and by your boundless mercy, have been taken into your personal association. For in this world there are some whose hearts are contaminated and who thus think you are not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but an ordinary man. Or else they find fault with you and even criticize you. This is an arrow piercing our hearts. Therefore, to extract this arrow from our heart, we must call to this place on the pretext of the Rajasuya, Brahma, Rudra, and otherwise Brahmacharis and demigods who reside in each of the 14 planetary systems. When such exalted congregation has assembled, it will be incumbent upon them to first arrange for the Agra Puja, or the first worship for the most worthy person present. And when they are directly shown that you, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the arrow piercing our hearts will be removed. Tat paduke aviritam pariye charanti dayantya badra nashane suchayo grinanti vindanti te kamalana bhavavapavargam ashasate edita ashisha ishananye. Purified persons who constantly serve, meditate upon, and glorify your shoes, which destroy everything inauspicious, are sure to obtain freedom from material existence, O lotus-navelled one. Even if they desire something in this world, they obtain it. Whereas others who do not take shelter of you are never satisfied, O Lord. Namo Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutte Srimate Bhakti Vidanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasatun Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shinivadi Paskyadyade Satarane. The whole purpose of knowledge, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, in many places, Vedaischa Savara Hameva Vedyo Vedanta Krid Vedavid Eva Chaham, that I am the compiler, by all the Vedas I am to be known, Krishna says. The whole purpose of studying the Vedas is to understand Krishna. Yomam Evam Asamudo Janati Purushottama Sasarvavid Bhajantemam Sarabhavena Bharata. This is the most, anyone who knows me without doubting is said to be the knower of everything, and thus he engages in pure devotional service. Of this there is no doubt. Iti guyatama shastram idam yuktva mayanaga etad bhutva buddhimatsyan krita kritas chavarata. This is the most confidential part of all the Vedic knowledge. Anyone who knows this will become wise, and his endeavors will know perfection. To know Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead means that we have to surrender to him. There is no other way of knowing Krishna. Bhaktya mam abhijananti yavan yas chasmi tatvataha tato mam tatvato gyatva vishite tad anandara. That one who could know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead only by devotional service, and when one is fully absorbed in such devotional service, then he can enter into the mysteries of my understanding. So one has to know Krishna through the agency of Krishna's representatives. In that verse, Bhaktya Twaya Satya Evam Kritorjana Jana Gyatvam Bhakti Twanya Sakya Aham Evam Vidorjana Gyatvam Shastram Praveshtum Cha Parantapa. Try that again. Bhakti Twanya Sakya Aham Evam Vidorjana Gyatvam Shastram Praveshtum. Bhaktya Twanya Sakya Aham Evam Vidorjana Gyatvam Gyatum, drashtum, chitatvena, praveshtum cha parantapa. Bhakti atvanya sakya, aham evam vidorjana. Gyatum, drashtum, chitatvena, praveshtum cha parantapa. My dear Arjuna, only by undivided devotional service can I be understood as I am, standing before you, and thus can be seen directly. Only in this way can you enter into the mysteries of my understanding. In other words, we have to become convinced that Krishna is the actual shelter. And when we become convinced that Krishna is a shelter, then we actually have to ask Krishna for shelter. Everything depends upon how sincere we are and asking Krishna for shelter. If we think we have many other shelters, then it's going to be very difficult to sincerely ask Krishna for shelter. If we think Krishna is just one of many varieties of possible shelters that we have, therefore we won't take Krishna as seriously as we have to actually get his shelter. Therefore, balasyaneha sharanam pitaro nishingha nartasya chagadam udadvanti majatau now taptasya tat trividir ihanja shestas tvadvido tanubritam tat tvat upekshitana. That the parents may try and protect their child. The doctor and the medicine may try and cure the patient. The boat may try to take the passengers across the water, but if Krishna desires, they'll all be a failure. And even if they do temporarily prove to be successful, ultimately everything in this material world as a shelter proves to be a failure, because the material nature is endlessly mutable and always changing, and therefore it cannot provide any permanent stability for anything, anyone in this material world. Only if one takes shelter of Krishna can one find refuge from the material miseries and material misconceptions which arise from ignorance, which is avidya. The actual avidya is that there is some other supremacy, something else supreme, or something else more desirable than Krishna in this world. Therefore, Krishna says, janma karma chame devyam evam yo veti tatvataha tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mam eti sarjana. That one who can understand the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not take birth again in this material world, but attains my supreme abode. And what is the process of understanding? Vita raga bhaya krodha manmaya mamapashitya bahava gyana tapasa putamad bhavam agata. Being freed from attachment and from fear and from anger and taking refuge in me. Many, many persons of the past became purified by knowledge of me, and thus they all obtained transcendental love from me. So we know the process is to hear regularly about Krishna from reliable sources, authorized sources, that have it explained to us how Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and that he is the ultimate shelter for all living entities. The more we can understand this in detail and the more we accept it, then the more Krishna can give us shelter. Therefore, what is our main impediment? Trividanarakasyedam dvaram nashtam atmanaha kama krodha tata lovas tasmat etam trayam tyajyat. There are three gates leading to hell: lust, anger, and greed. So these are the three enemies for the soul, because they take one's consciousness away from taking shelter of Krishna. And therefore the remedy for these three are yakshastra vidim utsrija, vartate kamakarata, nasasidim advapnopti, na sukham na param gatim. One who doesn't follow the shastra but acts whimsically, then he obtains neither peace nor happiness nor the supreme destination. So the remedy is tasmat shastram pramanam te karya karya vivastito gyatva shastram vidanokta karma karta miharasi. Once you know what to be done, what is to be done, and what is not to be done by the regulations of Shastra, and knowing such regulations, one should follow them so that one can gradually become elevated. In other words, hearing from Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra regularly, and then following the instructions so that we actually gradually become aware that we have to take shelter of Krishna. In other words, following Krishna's instructions should make us more conscious of our dependency upon Krishna, especially dependency on his instructions, because by depending on his instructions, then we become conscious of Krishna. And his main instruction is sarva dharma prachaja, or manmana bhava madbhakto, madhyaji mam namaskuru, mame vaishasi satyam te pratijani priyosime. Always think of Krishna, as described in the scriptures, not as people whimsically interpret Krishna, but as the authoritative acharyas have described Krishna, param brahma param dhamma pavitram paramam bhavam purusham shastitam divyam adi devam vijan vibhum ahustvam rishya sarve devashir naradasita asito devala vyasa svayam java bravishime. So Arjuna, as our authority, he describes Krishna as param brahma, as the supreme person, Brahman, and the supreme dhamma, the supreme refuge. Pavitram, the purest. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam, and the Supreme Person. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Purusha, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan, Purusha Adidev Divyam. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram paramam bhavan, purusham shastitam divyam, adidevam ajambibhum. And in the original Supreme Personality. And all the great personalities like Vyasadeva and Devala and Asita and Narada, they all confirm this, that Krishna is the Supreme Person. Of course, we don't know Devala, we don't know Narada Muni, we don't even know, well, we may know something about Vyasadeva usually, because we read his literature. But personally, we don't know, so we may think, so what? My grandmother doesn't believe that Krishna is God. Who cares if Narada and Devala and Vyas believe? I know my grandmother. She was always truthful. We may not take them as authority. So how do we know if they're authority? Therefore, we study their instructions and follow them. And by studying their instructions and following them, then hopefully we get a different experience than an ordinary mundane experience. Without getting some other experience, without at least purifying our consciousness from lust, anger, and greed, then there's not much faith we're going to have in these great authorities. If we don't take advantage of their instructions and teachings, then we won't be able to appreciate them. But if we do follow their instructions and teachings, if we try to understand them and then follow them to the best of our ability, then we'll be able to understand how they're actually leading us on a path to the spiritual world and ultimately to Krishna. Therefore, Maharaj Yudhisthira, he wants to establish that Krishna is God. And that's our same reason why we have the Hare Krishna movement, is to help people become conscious that Krishna is God. That means take shelter of instructions, especially in this age of the instruction, to chant Hare Krishna and to dedicate one's life to the Sankirtan movement of spreading the holy name. Then we'll actually be connected with the instructions of the previous acharyas and we'll be able to appreciate what is the value of their instructions. That in this age there is no dharma, practically speaking. There is no hope for liberation by following the processes of economic development and sense gratification as prescribed in the Vedas. The only hope in this age is the chanting of the holy name and serving the holy name through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. then there's a possibility of gradually becoming conscious of Krishna and therefore becoming freed from these enemies which prevent us from seeing, appreciating, understanding Krishna as the Supreme. Because, umena vrite vanir, itardar sho malena cha, itovena avrita garva, sita te nedam avrita. Just like the fire is covered by smoke, or the mirror is covered by dust, or the embryo is covered by the womb, so the living entity is covered by different degrees of desire for sense gratification. And these material desires, they cover the living entity, and they're never satisfied, and they burn like fire. Avritam gena etena, gyanino nityavarina, kamarupena kuntia, dusprena analena cha. That's the man's pure consciousness is covered by his eternal enemy in the form of lust, which is never satisfied and which burns like fire. But tasmatvam indriyanya do niyamna bharatarshava, patmanam pradihiyenam gyana viganam nashanam. Therefore, in the very beginning, Arjuna curbed the senses by regulating them in devotional service and slay this destroyer of knowledge and self-realization. Evam bude puram budva samstabhyatmanamatmana jahi shatru mahavaho kamarupam durasidam. Thus, knowing oneself to be transcendental to the material senses, mind, and intelligence, one should control the lower self by the higher, and thus, by spiritual strength, conquer this insatiable enemy known as lust. In other words, if we simply desire to serve Krishna, then we get Krishna's shelter, and Krishna will protect us in the internal energy, Ladini Shakti, from the influence of the external energy, which will try to capture our desires, so we desire to fulfill material desires. But if one gets the higher taste of shelter and the spiritual energy, then one will no longer be captivated or allured by the influence of the external energy. So it is a question of hearing from the right sources and developing some kind of dependency upon Krishna, like becoming dependency on his instructions, and gradually getting free from the influence of the external energy and developing a higher taste in Krishna consciousness, so that one actually finds shelter in the internal energy of devotional service to Krishna. And therefore one simply desires to make Krishna happy rather than being impelled by the senses in different types of activities. So Mahārāja here is inviting even the great demigods in the universe who are Krishna conscious and who will agree that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Brahma, Narada, Vyasadeva, Lord Shiva, they agree that Krishna is God. Who cares if our grandmother doesn't agree? Who is she compared to these great personalities? Therefore, in Brahma Samhita, we find that Krishna is the controller of all these demigods. Shri Ram Yata Didi Vikara Visheshi Yoga Diparyate Vivarta Hetu Samana Dharma Estadrig Eva Hivavarti Vishnu, Govindam Adi Purusham Tamahang Bhajami. That Krishna is like the original fire and all the other lamps are lit from him. And even Lord Shiva is simply a transformation of the personality of Krishna when in contact with the material world. And Brahma is just like one of the many jewels, a reflection of Krishna's potency, which reflect light. So Brahma is one of the entities in this material world which reflects some of Krishna's potency into the world. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
Anything to keep you talking. I was just curious that Krishna says the only way to pure devotional service is the lotus feet of our spiritual master. Could you elaborate on that at all? What does that mean, the spiritual master? I mean, it seems a little bit vague.
Well, the
there,
spiritual master is a person, and he's the one who's following his spiritual master's instructions and repeating them, which ultimately come from Krishna. So we want to find out what Krishna wants us to do. We have to find out from Krishna's representatives. And that was Guru Sadhana Shastra. And ultimately, Krishna within the heart if we're sincere, will give us the intelligence to understand through Guru Sadhana Shastra what he wants us to do. So it's a team, Guru Sadhana Shastra with Krishna. So Guru is part of the team, Sadhu is part of the team, Shastra is part of the team, and Krishna is part of the team.
What about us if we're not sincere? What can we do?
Well, material nature will beat us until we become sincere. She's also part of the team.
Well, at least we have that to look forward to.
Well, yeah, well, you know, she's very kind. She's, you know, we don't look forward to it. She'll make sure she's there to help us. Anything else? Yes.
Sometimes I get emails come across that devotees complaining about things. Like, they'll find a statement from Srila Prabhupada, like, Prabhupada said, in all our restaurants we should serve first-class samosas cooked with ghee. So they'll say, well, they're not doing that, therefore they're deviating. They spend a lot of time and they have different deviations that ISKCON is making, and then they spend a lot of time telling people about those deviations and what's wrong. And I was noticing that people who are spreading Krishna consciousness seem to don't spend a lot of time with that, finding what's wrong with things. I read this whole conversation with Lord Chaitanya and Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami never spent any time complaining about anybody. He only complained about himself. He said, I'm so low, I can't even embrace your instructions. So how do we... Is it ever beneficial to be finding fault and criticizing, or is it sometimes the...
If that's your job, yeah. If that's your service. But very few of us have that service. If you're a spiritual master, for instance, you're supposed to find fault in your disciples, or else they won't make any advancement. But if you're not the spiritual master and you find fault, it may become offensive. It's not your duty. So some devotees may have the duty to find the mistakes to some extent. So they that's part of their duty. But if it's not our duty, we shouldn't perform that. Our duty is kirtane aksadahari, always to try to glorify Krishna. Anything else? I hope so. Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande.